Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Ryan Pressly going to miss 4 to 6 weeks, which means he might not be ready for the playoffs. That's concerning to me. You know, we talked about how I'm not really super concerned about Carlos Correa and what time he's going to miss. Ryan Pressly's more concerning because, let's face it, for the last couple months, Osuna's been kind of a guy. Will Harris has been strong,
yeah.
Although Will Harris hasn't had to pitch in high-leverage situations.
Well, he's going to have to now.
He's going to have to now. And the other guys have all been basically trash. I mean, nobody else has been good.
The bottom line is, when the Astros have Pressly for the 8th and Osuna for the 9th, and they don't have to stretch those guys beyond that, that's when they're at their best.
The Cowboys have made a healthy offer to Zeke Elliott that would make him, at minimum, the second-highest-paid running back in the NFL. Gurley got $60 million with $45 million guaranteed. I don't understand why being offered just under what Todd Gurley is making is would somehow be a slap in the face to Zeke Elliott.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Our number 3-713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also get us on the Twitch channel and comment there. So plenty of ways to get involved with the show. Miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Very sportsy first couple hours. So we don't have Brad Powers today?
No, starting next week, I think.
Okay, yeah. Cool, just checking. So all available on podcastarena.com, no matter how you're listening. Appreciate it. Aaron, could you do me a favor? Could you send me a text? I think I've screwed up something on my phone somehow. Like, I had it on airplane mode and didn't realize it. So I haven't been getting any texts at all, which is highly unusual. So, well, it worked. I got it from him. Okay, that's good. So if I sent you a text and you didn't get it? Oh, well. No way you're going to know. Somebody says, I'll subcontractor my two beagles. And you'd have a broker fee opportunity. This is a chance. I think we got an opportunity here to do good for the people.
Listener Peter on Facebook offered his husky.
Okay. See, a husky would be nice. I think it depends on the guy, too, right? If you're like a big guy, you don't want a chihuahua. You know, you want something majestic, the husky would be great. Medium-sized guy, I have a Dalmatian. Smaller guy, corgi. I love this idea.
Wait, I have a corgi? I'm not a smaller guy?
No, I know, but for dating purposes. Like, you don't want to be 6'9", 360 and have a corgi, because it's going to look like a cat.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of this. We're going to offer all this counseling for you for free. We'll help pick the dog best for you that's going to work in your profile picture that will be effective for you.
I sent this picture to my wife today. This cat was up for adoption.
Jeez, that thing's big.
A cat is... I'll tweet out the picture. It's obscenely large.
That's not a cat. That's like a... That thing's parents got... banged by a bobcat or something.
I mean, it's got to be some kind of a wild animal, but that is a giant, giant cat that's up for... It's in the Philadelphia area, I guess.
Oh, darn.
So I can't adopt it.
But that would be a unique one to share.
That would be a good pet to post on.
I think we've got some potential here. I believe, and we can help guys get dates who might be struggling to get dates otherwise, especially blitzers. I think we'd be doing a good job for the people here.
Yeah.
And, you know, technically it's not a lie. For the time of that session, they own that dog. And then the dog died, as far as they know.
I mean, because for $500, you could just get a hooker. Like a pretty good one.
Yeah, but I mean, some people are looking for actual relationships.
But that's why I think you should have at least a one-time dog borrowing fee. Like where they get, like when the girl comes over the first time, you've got the dog and she's like, oh, that's so cute. And because it's going to affect her way more if the dog dies after she met it. And she can be like, oh, I know he was so important to you. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's the. And by the way, ladies, if you think that's lying, so is makeup. So is Photoshop. You guys lie all the time. Especially on Instagram, you lie. Especially on dating apps, you lie. So men can lie too.
And that's not lying.
They're just lying about.
For a brief time, they own the dog.
Yeah.
So,
Jermaine's saying Max wants in on this venture. His dog's an idiot, though. That's a dumb dog. There's no way. You can't have that dog. A chihuahua. No girl's coming over for a chihuahua.
Man, I don't know. There's a lot of people that love those chihuahuas.
Those are lunatics.
I mean, again, see, this is part of the problem. This is why you can't just go and pose with any old dog. That's why you need to come to us. Because we'll look for your profile, exactly what you're looking for, so we'll know what kind of dog will attract the right kind of woman.
Yeah.
See, this is a counseling service, too. This is more than just letting you borrow a dog. That's why it's worth $500, because that's time and effort on our part, AJ.
Okay.
So, 750 includes fake funeral. That's a great idea. We could, you know, we'll partner up. See this
$5,000, you can actually kill the dog and have a real funeral.
That's true. we'll hire. We know people with hit dog experience.
Yeah,
but no. How about that? If we partner up with a pet cemetery, right?
That's a good idea.
And part of your fee goes to them to put a little
box together.
Yeah, a little box, you know, if you want to
nameplate,
spend extra for a little stone, you know.
Yeah. I'll put a box with like some charcoal ash in it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I like this. I just think that there's tons of potential for growth. You know, we've got synergy here. We've got all the buzzwords that we need. We'll have a flatter organization. I like this. I think it's got a chance. Speaking of animals, I don't know if you saw this. I admit this is a guilty pleasure. Like, if you're a lion tamer and you get eaten by a lion, I kind of find that funny.
I mean, if you're a bullfighter and a bull gores
yes,
you to death.
Yes, I'm team bull every time. How about that?
That means you're just not that good at your job, right?
Or at some point, you abuse these suckers so long, they got pissed off and they took you out, which I'm okay with. Well, in South Africa, there was a lodge owner known as the Lion Man.
Okay.
And he basically... had a bunch of lions on his property. They're captive lions. He had three of them, hence the Lion Man name.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Team Lion got a victory. He was mauled to death by the cats on his game reserve. 70-year-old Leon Van Billijan was killed by his own captive lions as he attempted to fix a broken fence. Unfortunately, the three lions were shot dead, so medics could attempt to save him. See, I hate when the lion gets killed.
Yeah, this is Harambe stuff.
Yeah, I think if you're going to have animals like that, at some point, you have to realize they are going to try to eat you.
Yeah. That's what they do. That's what they're born to do.
Yeah, and you let them hang around, you think they're your friends. They're not.
No.
Eat away.
Yeah, they will eat you. Somebody says, I have a Yorkie. What's my cut? See, again, a Yorkie targeted to the right type of woman that you want is perfect.
Or man.
Yeah, listen, we're not discriminating here. If you want to get on Grindr with one, we'll help with that. We're good. But we're going to be... The services are for males, not for women. We're trying to help men out. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, God. Some of you guys are too funny. There's my other animal story for you. So where are we going to go here? Because I've got... Are there other sports stuff that we need to get out of the way here before we move on? Or what do you want to do here? Because I've got tons of crap, and I've also got some sports.
I mean, I've got a fantasy thing about a draft sleeper from every team.
Okay, let's do that when we come back, because I have a fantasy draft Saturday, and
okay,
I need the advice of your sleepers.
Okay.
So,
speaking of,
yeah, well, the good thing about draft.com is that you can draft weekly, or you know what? You're going to need this stuff from AJ, because they have the biggest NFL season-long tournament ever How about $3.5 million best ball championship on draft? That's right, $3.5 million in real money. And it's the great thing about draft, season long, but with no management, you just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. There's no trades. There's no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup. Your best players get automatically started. You'll get the best score every week guaranteed. And you can play all sorts of sports. Obviously, if you're into fantasy football, they got you covered. You can go weekly or you can play in this and try to win $1 million. I'm playing a best ball from Major League Baseball, and my team's been in first place all year. And I love playing. Every now and then I'll pop in. If I think the Astros are going to put up a bunch of runs, I'll draft a bunch of Astros. And the cool thing is there's no salary cap here. Play in a real live snake draft, just like you play with your friends. And you go to these other sites, and you may go and you bid on all these players, and you think you got a great team, and then you look up and somebody's got the same team. That doesn't happen here because you have a draft, you have your own team, and if you have the best team, you're going to win. There's no better place to play than on draft, and you can draft a team anytime you want. Leagues start every couple of minutes. You can get in on baseball right now if you want. But how about this? For a limited time only, you can get a free entry into the best ball championship when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. This is a free roll shot at $1 million just by using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit on Draft. Just search for Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com. Come play for free with promo code FRED.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Getting a lot of... one guy has land in Orange that we could set up our fake pet cemetery. He says, I also have my other dead dog's ashes. I can provide those for the fake funeral.
No, that's too much.
Scarball says, I want in. I can provide pet insurance for the dogs, which will be paid by the customer in case something happens to the dog while on the date.
Okay.
Alan's offering up his 9-month Aussie. Says he's a cutie. And then I've had three women say they want in on this, too. The only problem with this is we're going to
have... women will tell our secret.
Well, probably, and we also would have to have a different...
Guys don't date girls based on what their dog looks like.
No.
Like,
maybe their cat.
Yeah. But when a man is choosing a mate, what their dog looks like is so far down the list, whereas women, it's like third.
Yeah. I mean, I still think we could do our service for women if they really want it, but we'll have to have a different pool of dogs for them. Because the most embarrassing thing would be you get on Tinder and you're sitting there with AJ's corgi and you see a woman and she's got AJ's corgi.
And yeah.
Then again, you're both liars and you probably are meant for each other. So that'd be perfect. All right, let's do your fantasy football.
All right. This is from Yahoo. The one fantasy sleeper from every team.
Okay.
Some of these guys, I don't know if I'm recommending Andy Isabella from the Cardinals.
I'm going to go no.
Second round pick. I mean, he had a ridiculously, I mean, he's fast and he could fit well in their offense, but I don't know. I'm not buying the Arizona offense. Atlanta, Austin Hooper, which, I mean, I think he's up there on the tight ends list anyway. Didn't score a lot of touchdowns, but he's a yardage guy, and there's not a lot of good tight ends. He might be a good one. Mark Andrews with the Ravens looks to be the number one target for Lamar Jackson.
Which won't be a lot.
Won't be a lot. Devin Singletary from Buffalo, who LeSean McCoy and Frank Gore are in front of him, and those guys are both 100 years old. So
yeah, I'm surprised McCoy's even making the roster this year. I know they were looking at getting rid of him.
Curtis Samuel in Carolina. I don't know that he's much of a sleeper. That dude is good, and he's going to be drafted in your league. That's not a guy you can like pick up off the fantasy or off the waiver wire. He's,
right.
And as long as Cam is healthy, he's pretty damn good. Mike Davis in Chicago. David Montgomery is sort of the starter there, but if he goes down, Mike Davis, they still don't trust, why is his name blanking on me? The guy that was their third down back last year. Oh, no. Oh, well. They don't trust him to be a three down back. So they're saying Mike Davis would be the guy who gets those carries.
Okay.
I don't know why I can't think of that guy's name. He was on every fantasy team I had last year. But anyway, Cincinnati, Gio Bernard.
Is that really a sleeper?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it to me. I mean, Joe Mixon to me he's going to get a bigger workload than the average back. So, I mean, I guess if he gets hurt, you've got something there. But are you drafting guys just in case the starter gets hurt? I don't know that that's necessarily a good idea.
Yeah.
Tariq Cohen was the guy I was thinking of.
Okay.
I praised him all last year, and now I can't remember his name. Shows how good he is. Rashard Higgins for Cleveland, with Antonio Callaway being suspended for, surprise, drugs. He's going to get those looks. Tony Pollard, who looks to be the guy who, if Zeke Elliott doesn't play, that Tony Pollard would be the guy getting those carries.
I like him as a player.
Noah Fant, rookie tight end for Denver.
Yeah, I think, I know both those Iowa guys are really highly regarded, but
I will say Joe Flacco is he's pretty good to tight ends historically, so that's I could see that. And their offensive line is so bad that he's going to be checking down quite a bit. Detroit, C.J. Anderson, which I don't believe that. I don't believe he's a sleeper because I'm heavy on Kerryon Johnson. I think he's a really good player.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling for the Packers, who looks to be the number two next to Davante Adams. I'll remember him because I lost in my fantasy football playoffs to a guy who basically had to pick somebody up for that game because his starter went down.
Yeah.
And he picked up Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and he ended up getting like 15 points and beating me. Mm. Not great. Your Houston Texans, Jordan Thomas.
One of those guys is going to have to catch the ball.
Yeah. They say
I don't know which.
I don't know how educated this guy is on the Texans, because he says he's back practicing after dealing with a hamstring injury and remains on track to be the Texans' starting tight end this year, with Ryan Griffin gone and little competition elsewhere.
I don't know. I think that job's pretty wide open.
It is. Well, I think there's a lot of competition, and I don't think Jordan Thomas is the favorite.
I think Akins is the favorite, and Fells is going to play a lot too. I mean, I don't know about that, but okay.
Thomas has shown flashes this summer, and as far as targets, few receivers are more injury-prone than Will Fuller and Kiki Kuti.
That is true.
That is a fact.
He knows that much.
This one, if you're a Texans fan, this is probably exciting news. If you're a Colts fan, it's horrible news. Jacoby Brissett.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Jacksonville, DJ Chark.
I like him. I think he's going to have a good year.
Kansas City, Darwin Thompson, who's the backup to Damian Williams. Chargers, Justin Jackson, who looks like, with Melvin Gordon out, Austin Eckler seems to be the guy that they want, but Justin Jackson is a guy who could take that load as well.
Yeah, Eckler's a guy that I don't think you want out there with 25 carries a game.
I don't know. I think he's interesting because he can catch the ball.
He can, but I
it's
like
not like
him.
He's a tiny guy. Dude's built for the league.
But he's I like him as a compliment to Gordon. You know, if he's getting 12 to 15 touches, I think that's good.
Rams, there's not a lot of under the radar properties on the Rams, but he says Gerald Everett. Because basically everybody else is drafted in the first 10 rounds. Devontae Parker in Miami.
I'll pass.
I'm with you.
I've seen enough of Devontae Parker.
Alexander Mattison, who's going to be the number two running back behind Dalvin Cook, who has missed more games than he's played over the first two seasons of his career, so maybe not a bad idea. He's taking the Latavius Murray job. Damian Harris, who... I'm a big believer, if you are buying a Patriots running back, take the cheapest one. Because you never know. I'm not big on investing in those guys. I like Sony Michel, but he's got a bulky knee. I like James White because in a PPR, James White is basically gold.
Yeah.
But I'd never trust those guys to go back-to-back games, much less seasons, White's, with a number one back.
White's kind of become Kevin Falk almost for them.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Tre'Quan Smith for the Saints. I think he showed flashes, but again, we're talking about a more run-heavy Saints team now. Evan Engram with the Giants, maybe not a huge sleeper. Yeah. Ty Montgomery with the Jets, when you're looking at a guy who in Le'Veon Bell who missed a whole season.
Right.
You know, maybe not a bad...
Plus, you can use him differently. He'll get on the field.
Yeah. Darren Waller, with the Raiders, which I don't know a lot about him, honestly. He's a tight end. I don't know that I'm looking to buy a whole lot into the Raiders offense. I don't buy Jared Cook. I didn't buy Jared Cook last year, sorry. And I'm not sold on the Raiders offensively. I mean, I don't even really want to draft Antonio Brown.
Right, so, I don't either.
Dallas Goedert, who's going to come, I mean, Zach Ertz. I guess if the Eagles do a lot of two tight end stuff, which I've heard.
Yeah.
But Zach Ertz is clearly the number one guy.
It's about time for that guy to have a breakout year, though.
Yeah.
So
Dante Moncrief in Pittsburgh, they're talking about who's going to be the wide receiver two in Pittsburgh. I've seen James Washington's name thrown around quite a bit, too. Will Disley in Seattle. DK Metcalf now with the knee surgery.
Yeah.
Doug Baldwin's retired. Somebody's got to catch the ball, I guess. And Disley, a tight end, maybe he's the guy. It's 49ers defense. Probably they couldn't think of anybody to tell you to pick up on the offense. That makes sense. Yeah. Ronald Jones II in Tampa. I guess if Peyton Barber's... Delanie Walker in Tennessee, if he's healthy. He's literally played like one game last year.
Not really a sleeper, though, at this stage.
This is another one. This is a guy who was like a top five tight end a couple years ago, Jordan Reed in Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington doesn't have a lot of options in their passing game. Now, I don't think their passing game is going to be very good.
No.
But Jordan Reed's at the top of that list. So,
yeah.
There you go. That's one from every team, according to Yahoo.
Well, I'll give you my one. I love I'm definitely going to invest in Daryl Henderson from the Rams at some point.
That's a good idea.
Because if Gurley's not right, that guy can play, and he's going to put up a bunch of numbers. And if he is right, he's still going to get – I don't know that Gurley's going to play the whole year no matter what. So,
well, I think the scary thing about Daryl Henderson is when Todd Gurley was out last year, Malcolm Brown did a really good job.
Yeah.
And Malcolm Brown looks like he's a good player, just stuck behind a great player. So –
yeah, I think Henderson is. I was hoping that.
What I will say about Henderson is he's a touchdown maker. He's a guy who's
he's a home run. He's a home run kind of guy.
Yeah,
he can break long ones, and yeah, he and Pollard both were terrific backs at Memphis, which I think, but I like that guy. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Someone asked, should the Texans kick the tires on Kevin White? Boy, if you kick his tires, you're going to break his ankle.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy makes Will Fuller look durable. I see no place on this roster for him.
I'm with you.
And if you can't...
I mean, if he had at some point done something in the NFL that makes you go, man, he's got it. If you're buying him, you're still buying on something he did in college.
I frankly think the Texans will cut a better player than Kevin White.
Well, they'll definitely cut a more reliable player.
Yeah, and not only that, if you brought a guy like that in, he's got to play special teams. And how's he going to do that if he can't get on the field to play receiver? Because that's the thing with anybody, with a player like that, you might look at, oh, well, he was high, talented enough to be drafted this high, but, yeah, he's also had 4 years now, and he's failed and never been healthy. And when he was healthy, he had no impact, and he just got cut by one of the worst teams in football. Yeah, that's a hard pass for me. And is he going to be able to return kicks for you? If so, then you'd look at it. But most of these guys, you know, they're looking at him as like he's going to come in and have to play in the top two and not play special teams. Well, guess what? That's not going to get it done.
Yeah.
So, hey, do you have anything here? Because I have a really interesting list, I think. And I'm kind of curious where you would rank certain states, but it's the friendliest states in America in 2019.
Okay. I'm up for that. Well, I've got the Conor McGregor audio, but I can
that. Well, let's do that first.
No, I can do Conor McGregor in Hoffman on Hollywood because it's not about him fighting, at least not fighting in a cage. So I'll just I'll use that audio during Hoffman on Hollywood.
Well, we can do that now. It's not a problem. So I would be curious. I'm going to throw out the state, and you tell me where they rank.
If I think they're friendly state or not?
Yes.
Okay.
New York.
I would venture to say not friendly.
Number 50 on the list.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's a fairly accurate list.
It's I don't want to say it in a bad way. Like, I mean, it's almost charming in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, the way New Yorkers are.
They don't want you there.
But, I mean.
But, yeah, that's okay. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised with Massachusetts or New Jersey either.
No.
47 and 46. Let me throw out some different ones for you.
Okay.
Just see what you think of, I don't want to get into the top five. Kansas. Where would you put Kansas?
I guess I don't give much thought to Kansas.
I know a lot of people from Kansas. They're very friendly.
I'm trying to think of who I know from Kansas. Like, Tim Burgess. I know him.
He's very friendly.
I'll go
and Alex Gold from Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go top 15.
Actually, number 8 on the list.
Okay.
One spot ahead of Oklahoma, which I'm going to say.
That's garbage.
That is garbage. I have never had good experiences in Oklahoma. All right. So I'm going to give you the top 10. The friendliest.
I can guess some of them.
All right. Well, see how many you can guess. I've already given you Oklahoma and Kansas.
Okay. Colorado.
Number 7.
Texas, obviously.
Number 4. We'll take that.
Hawaii.
Hawaii is number 10.
Minnesota.
Number 1.
Oh, really?
Which I actually agree with. I was surprised that they actually made them number 1. But I mean, every time I've been there, the people have been fantastic.
Tennessee.
Number 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Scrolling down. Number 12.
Oh, just outside. That's underrated for Louisiana.
Yeah. What's funny is...
I'd be out of guesses.
Arkansas is number 49.
Yeah, Arkansas sucks.
And that's where Oklahoma should be. Sorry, Oklahoma.
Arkansas milk makes you unfriendly.
Okay, so your top 10. Hawaii?
Hey, man, I don't want you bad-mouthing that Arkansas. Number 49, that's a garbage list, man.
I kind of like the list.
List is garbage.
So, yeah, your top 10, Hawaii 10, Oklahoma 9, that's ridiculous. Kansas 8, Colorado 7, Indiana 6.
Okay.
Wyoming 5th, Texas 4th, South Carolina 3rd, Tennessee 2, Minnesota 1.
Okay.
To me, it's not a bad list, but your five least friendliest places, New York, Arkansas.
Man, we are friendly in Arkansas. F-R-E-E-N-D-L-E. Friendly.
You're less friendly than Delaware, number 48. Massachusetts.
It's garbage, man. I got treated real bad in Delaware, and I played in the NFL. They still didn't treat me like treated me like garbage, man.
Massachusetts 47, New Jersey 46. 45th on the list, Washington. Says the state of Washington might consistently rank highly when it comes to environmentally friendly states, but when it comes to people, it's a different story. While the locals aren't rude, it's more of a polite but unfriendly vibe.
Hmm.
Hence the Seattle freeze. Maybe it's all the rain.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, I wonder, what about Oregon? Where's Oregon fall?
That's a very good question. Not nearly as... California is number 40, by the way, which I agree with. But it's kind of hard when you're that big. Where is Oregon? Oregon's going to be 24th.
Okay, that's pretty decent.
It's almost right in the middle, almost like they're the Texans.
They're the Texans.
So
if they were the Texans, they'd be on just... They'd be 25 or 26,
right,
depending on which list you looked at.
Right. Alabama, 21, just in case you were curious. You know who's too low on this list?
Who?
You got Kentucky at 19. Kentucky should be close to the top 10.
I don't know. There's a lot of like methed up hillbillies there. They're angry.
Yeah, but I never hung out with the methed up hillbillies.
You only hang out in Louisville and at the racetrack.
And Lexington, yeah. There's a better class of meth heads.
You got to get into deep in the heart of Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't want to be going to Henderson.
You know, to Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Oh, no, it doesn't interest me at all. All right. 713-780-ESPN. You're now only one segment left. So
that's it.
We'll have some Conor McGregor and Hoffman on Hollywood. That's been that's been a tease.
It's already radio tease.
That's already been done. And, guys, I got to tell you, if you're sick of getting credit card bills every month and you don't know what pay date is and you're having to deal with juggling all that and when you're going to pay them, wouldn't it be easier to just have one payment at a lower rate? Well, if you've got good credit, my friends at Lightstream have you covered. You can, with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is over 19%. Some of them may be a lot higher. Plus, the rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. And how about this? You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. You think about that APR difference and how much money you could save, especially if you've got some big balances. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. It's the online application is so easy, you can even do it from your phone. They believe people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. All right, just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/FRED. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You just gotta be worthy. Buy this and that, baby girl. You'll never have the word again. Time and precious, baby.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out Sports Map today. Great stuff on sportsmap.com. Including a video with Mr. Hoffman and myself discussing Yordan Alvarez.
Thank you.
You did very well, A.J.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's
go. Become very famous.
Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start out with Conor McGregor. And if you haven't seen the video of Conor McGregor punching an old guy in a bar, it's making the rounds. Ariel Helwani from ESPN got a chance to sit down with him. And actually, you'll be able to see the full interview tonight on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock. But here's Conor addressing what happened in that bar.
Just last week, TMZ posted a video of an incident that occurred back in April of this past year where you appeared to get into an altercation with another man at a bar in Ireland. Could you tell us your side of that story? What happened there?
In reality, it doesn't matter what happened there. I was in the wrong. That man deserved to enjoy his time in the pub without having it to end the way it did. And although 5 months ago it was, and I tried to make amends, and I made amends back then, it's still, the fans don't even, that does not even matter. I was in the wrong. I must come here before you and take accountability and take responsibility. And I owe it to the people that have been supporting me. I owe it to my mother, my father, my family. I owe it to the people who trained me in martial arts. That's not who I am. That's not the reason why I got into martial arts or studying combat sport. The reason I got into it was to defend against that type of scenario. So to see that, and I'll although months ago, when I have been making steps and continually making steps to do better and be better, to see it, it's like a dagger into my heart as a young martial artist. So I'm just here to own up to that and move on and carry on and face what's coming with it.
Well, there you go. So I mean, we don't hear Connor in this contrite tone very often.
Yeah, he must be in real trouble for that. Be my guess, but
yeah.
Is it a bit of a cliche though that we've got two Irishmen in a bar fight?
I mean, it wasn't even a bar fight, really.
Well, I know, but punching each other in a bar.
Yeah.
Isn't that just kind of Tuesday night?
Pretty much.
Okay, just checking.
Miley Cyrus is, I don't know if you've heard, is getting divorced from Liam Hemsworth. And she went on a Twitter rant, people saying that she was hoeing around. I can accept that the life I've chosen means I must live completely open and transparent with my fans who I love and the public 100% of the time. What I cannot accept is being told I'm lying to cover up a crime I haven't committed. I have nothing to hide. It's no secret that I was into partying in my teens and early 20s. I've not only smoked, but advocated for weed. I've experimented with drugs. My biggest song to date is about dancing on Molly and snorting lines in the bathroom. I bleeped up and cheated in relationships when I was young. I lost a massive Walmart deal at 17 for ripping a bong. I got kicked off Hotel Transylvania for buying Liam a penis cake for his birthday and licking it. I swung on a wrecking ball naked. There are probably more nudes of me on the internet than any woman in history. But the truth is, once Liam and I reconciled, I meant it and I was committed. There are no secrets to uncover here. I've learned from every experience in my life. I'm not perfect. I don't want to be. It's boring. I've grown up in front of you, but the bottom line is I have grown up. I can admit to you a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating. Liam and I have been together for a decade. I've said it before and it remains true. I love him and always will. But at this point, I had to make a healthy decision for myself to leave a previous life behind. I'm the healthiest and happiest I've been in a long time. You can say I'm a twerking, pot-smoking, foul-mouthed hillbilly, but I am not a liar. So,
she said being perfect is boring.
Yeah.
So is she saying Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is boring?
I think that's what she's saying.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
I agree with her. Perfect is boring. That, yeah. As an imperfect person, significantly imperfect person. Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino is going to be a dad.
I saw that.
Yeah, he's about to become a father. His representative said that his wife, Daniela Pick, is expecting a baby. They met in 2009, married last November, and boom. Baby. There they go. They're now babies.
He's getting a lot of grief for his portrayal of Bruce Lee in that movie.
That's what I've heard.
Which I haven't seen yet.
I still haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
Larry King. How much time? 2 minutes? Larry King's filing for divorce. This marriage lasted a while. Almost 22 years.
Wow.
The crazy thing, I mean, this guy, he you're not even touching him. I mean, how many? This is
his seventh
wife.
Yeah, and it lasts.
It'll be his eighth divorce.
Oh God! Yeah, I got no chance.
He married one of his wives twice, so it's seven wives.
Okay,
times.
That counts as seven. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to admit, AJ, I'm not gonna catch him.
No, I think he's got you beat. He's got you beat.
I mean, at the most, I think I can get two more in before I die. At the most.
And the Russo brothers were asked about why did Captain America pass his shield on to Sam when Bucky, his oldest and bestest friend, was right there. And they said, the thing we loved explaining about Bucky is he's got a very complicated history. He has a damaged mind. You don't want to hand a very powerful weapon to someone who is vulnerable like that. So they decided that it was better to go towards Sam Falcon Wilson instead of Bucky. He's the best guy for the job. He's an amazing character who's certainly well-deserving of the shield. That's not true. Falcon is a horrible character.
It is a horrible character.
He will only be interesting if he is Captain America.
Yeah. So basically they're getting rid of a terrible character and hoping that he'll be able to be a good one now.
Take your stupid wing costume off and now you can be Captain America.
Plus, I don't feel like Bucky would have been a good choice for Captain America. It just doesn't feel right, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't mind that choice.
I don't like his face either.
Yeah. Plus, he always looks like he's about to cry, even though he's kind of a badass. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Aaron, great job today. Hoffman, great job. I was almost average today. Going to give myself a C-.
You've been worse.
I'm always worse.
You were about the Texans today.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd give you, like,
I need to coach better and I need to play better.
Of the three of us that worked on the show today, you were the second best. Right in the middle.
That's usually how it works out. All right. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.